We think we know how to motivate people. Offer them a reward. Do this and you will get this. We offer incentives when we want people to do things. We do it at work, at school, even at home with our kids. But when social psychologists test whether incentives work, they get surprising results. Sam Glucksberg set people a problem to solve and told them he was going to time them to see how long they took. Then he put them in two groups. He offered one group a reward for finishing fast, $5 for anyone finishing in the top 25%, and $20 for the person who finished the fastest of all. To the other group, he offered no incentive, but he told them he was going to use their time to calculate an average time. The group with the reward took 3.5 minutes longer than the group who just thought they were being timed. Incentive didn't work. In fact, it made them slower. But in business, we still offer bonuses, promotions, and rewards to staff. If we want someone to do something complex, something creative, rewards don't work. They might even have the opposite result and make people perform worse. Another study showed that the bigger the reward, the worse the subjects performed in a complex task. The reward made them focus so hard on the result that they couldn't think creatively anymore. So what does work? Giving your workers freedom to work on the things they want to work on. Freedom to choose when, where, and how they work. Want to work from home 3 days a week? Get up late and work into the night instead? Fine. Just do the job well. And evidence shows people who choose the way they work get better results.